Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're visiting today with
Roycine Jones, Director of Mitchell County Board of Elections.
Well now, goodness gracious, I'm in Bakersville tonight, and is there an election going on or something?
There is. We're having early voting right now for the March primary.
So it is well underway, and how's it going? Working good?
Things are going slower than what we would have hoped.
Oh, okay, so there's been less folks out than you figured. Mm-hmm. But maybe they're waiting for after the big forum that they held last night. Maybe that'll get everybody all revved up and ready to go vote. Tell me about one-stop voting. If I go into one-stop vote, what's going to happen?
You can go in, and you, regardless of what precinct you should vote for, you can either stop by Spruce Pine Town Hall, or you can stop by our office, the Board of Elections at Bakersville, and you can go ahead and early vote, and that way you will miss the crowds on Election Day.
So what are the hours available?
We're open from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday the 29th of February, we'll be open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So they're available there. Doesn't matter which precinct you live in. How many precincts are there in the county?
Nine. We have nine precincts.
So you have a total of nine, and it doesn't matter for early voting, which one. You could either go to Bakersville or Spruce Pine, wherever you are.
That's correct.
So now, if you're not registered to vote, is there any cure for that during the course of one stop?
Yes, you can stop by and early vote. You can register to vote and vote at the same time.
Now, I know that the way that works, you can register then, maybe make changes to your address and make sure everything's correct.
Yes, make sure everything, your address is correct. You cannot change your party.
Right. So once you do that, then you can go ahead and vote. And that's one of the good things about One Stop if you are not already registered. And we remind everybody, I'm in Bakersville talking to the folks from Mitchell County, but this is true in every county in North Carolina. The hours are a little different, but each one of them have at least one place for you to go vote. So go to your Board of Elections office and find out and go ahead and vote. It's a whole lot easier than fighting a crowd on Election Day.
Yes, it is.
When you guys set up to do this, how many people do you have to have? Does it take a lot of folks to run the election?
It does take a lot of folks. For Election Day, we'll have about 40 people working on Election Day. And then on early voting, we try to have no less than three in Bakersville and no less than three in Spruce Pine and as many as four.
So again, the main thing I wanted to do is remind everybody, there should be a lot of excitement. There's so many people more than usual running for our county commission. Got, if you're on the Republican side of things and on the Democrat side of things, you've got that big primary with a big bunch of folks running for president. There's plenty to pay attention to and vote for.
Yes, people need to be concerned, and they need to go out and let people hear what they have to say.
Well, we appreciate you taking a minute and me sneaking up on you and letting me talk to you today. And thanks so much for what you guys do.
Thank you.
And remember, in Mitchell County, you have two places you can do early voting, Spruce Pine Town Hall or the Mitchell County Board of Elections office, which is in the old historic courthouse in downtown Bakersville. You can go to the Board of Elections office in Burnsville for Yancey County, or the Board of Elections office for Avery County in Newland, and also vote according to which county you live in. Doesn't matter what precinct you live in, just which county you live in. And if you're not registered, you can register, get everything set up, and vote all in one stop. That's why they call it one-stop voting. It's going on through the last day of February, and then, of course, Election Day is March 3rd. Please take time to get everything straightened out, decide who you want to vote for, and vote. Let your voice be heard. Thank you to Roycine Jones of the Mitchell County Board of Elections for being a nice sport and letting me just kind of wander in and talk to her last night. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.